On the way to Pazumal, the birches roof the road, and darken us. Only passing Ariparape does it open up again, and we see the valley, once more, narrow and deep, between the hollows that the hills leave, fitted like knuckles. What little land we have slopes steeply, divided and divided between families, diminishing from brother to brother, cousin to cousin, right across the mountain. Each tree has its time. When its turn comes, it disburdens. Or the worms crawl up. Or the clouds from the factory coincide with the rain, and the fruit stews on the branches. We go from tree to tree, treading on rotten fruit, seeing what we're left with. Sloes, peaches, cider apples, cooking apples, apples for compote. My grandfather takes two chairs from the lean-to. You know I'm not much of a one for chatter, but he likes us to sit outside, facing the mountains. Close up I see his mole again, the one that moves, a splinter which flew at him in the workshop while they're making hexagons. One held the shape, another was driving the hammer. The splinter entered his lip and still shifts with the blood, bluish. In the mountains you can't fathom the road. The curves fold and stretch and jolt. Once they showed me the family tree, the dates, the villages from which we descended. Barrabel is in the 18th century. Riparape, Les Pietes crossing into the 20th. And, down the mountain, dispersing among the machinery, through El Travanquin, up to El Yungueru. 30 kilometres in 300 years, as if we carried the valley on our shoulders.